Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome to another Song Title Challenge where the question is, climbers, how should you write this one? Say it with me. Write, W-R-I-T. What's the right way to write?
Oh, yes.
This is an episode where listeners of this podcast, climbers, send in their song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. Put Song Title Challenge or STC in the subject line. That makes sure it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. You get spam.
If you put STD, it goes into a different folder.
That's right. I'm telling you, like, listen, I get tons of crap, and I systematically eliminate emails like a ninja. And if it's not clear what it is, it's going in the garbage. So I want your title to get in the right folder.
There you go.
So make sure you let me know what it is. Then what we do is invite a cool ass hit songwriter to come on and join us to cook up five or six different angles, conceptual angles, on how to write that title. You can use all of what we say. You can use none of what we say. It's okay. We do demand an invite to the number one party. And I also put in there should be an open bar for Johnny.
And childcare for Brent.
And childcare for Brent. That's right. and then he can bring his wife.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is just a fun, creative exercise, guys. The idea behind this is to show you that the first idea that comes to you about a title is almost always not the best way to go. Sometimes it is, but if you spend 15 or 20 minutes digging down through the dirt, through the gold and the copper and get to the diamond, you're going to find that really cool angle. And when you get everybody in the room that just is hopped up on that angle, that conceptual idea, the song practically can write itself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just makes it a lot more fun, a lot easier. And it's the difference between a song and a good song, or a good song and a great song, right?
That's right.
And not only that, but this has more pragmatic benefits, if you will. This is a great way to revive old hooks in your hook book and breathe new life into them, right? So, I mean, Brent went back 4,000 hooks in his hook book. And as humans, it had enough energy in the idea when we wrote it down in the book. It deserved to be in the book. But then for whatever reason, I can't really understand why we are like this as Homo sapiens. But if we don't give it enough due diligence and enough attention in a certain amount of time, our human algorithm is like, meh.
Yeah.
And it's like wilted lettuce and we move on. But when you go back and spend just 15 minutes going over this old hook, all of a sudden, pow, you're like, and it breathes new life into it. And then what happens, Brent? What happens when you do that, Brent?
Good stuff. Good stuff happens. So, I mean,
Brent gets cuts.
I mean, your mileage may vary. But yeah, man, I've gotten several cuts off doing my own personal song title challenge. We're having so much fun doing this on the show, and I was getting such good results for other people that I was like, I got to do this for my own stuff. So I started going back through, like Johnny said, like 4,000 titles. And I've gotten several cuts off stuff, titles that were like thousands of titles old and would have been totally forgotten and neglected, just because who has the time to go through all those? But you know, I'm making time, and it's a part of what I do, and it's an important part of my process. So I highly recommend it.
Don't let your titles be orphans. Let them grow up to be something. Right. So you want to introduce our guest today? Because we're excited. We've been chasing her down for a long freaking time, man. And we finally got her. We finally got her to say yes.
Yes. Well, it turns out I was asking also through a wrong phone number. We discovered that last night. So take back all those things.
Whoever that other person is.
At least tell me wrong number.
Just disregard everything. Yeah, new phone, who dis, right?
Exactly. Come on, give me one of those. Oh, so yes, today's guest and I, we go back a long way, and then we stopped going back, and then we just picked up recently. It's one of those. So she is an old co-writer of mine, but she's not old. So we go back a ways. We used to write together. She wrote the number one big hit single for Billy Currington, Good Directions. She's had cuts by Luke Bryan. She has, I think, three songs on a new project by Martina McBride, something like crazy like that, which
Holy
is
crap.
Awesome. And she's just a hoot, and she's on the homeschooling spaceship like my family is. So I love that about her. But man, she's just a hoot. We reconnected last year in Denmark at the Nashville Songwriters, whatever
Nashville
that was
Nights.
Called. Nashville Nights International Songwriters Festival.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen her in a long time, and she was there. I was like, I got to come to Denmark. And we got to reconnect. It was much fun. Rachel Thibodeau, welcome to The Climb.
Welcome.
Hi, guys. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for saying yes.
Yes.
That was awesome. And by the way, when it comes to your resume, may I just say, get your shots, climbers. Vulgar display of prowess.
Yes. Everybody.
Very sweet. You guys are sweet. I enjoyed that intro. That was a good
one. All right. So are y'all ready for this one here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, never, ever ready, but that's the point.
All right. So this comes from...
Oh, and guys, I have to say, I'm not in a controlled environment. So you may hear my daughter yelling. You may hear the puppy barking. You may hear...
Nobody is. Sometimes I have a 150-pound Great Dane making his presence known with authority.
Okay. Yes. So you never know.
All right. So this is from a climber that we've used a title on before. So that's cool. Marla Rubenstein. Hi, Marla.
Oh, hey, Marla.
Hi, Marla.
And the song title is Loose Ends.
Okay.
Loose Ends.
Loose Ends. Thank you, Marla, for sending that in. So, Johnny, what's your hot take on this one? Johnny always gives a hot take, which gives me a second to process.
You know, my hot take on this is, I know there's a Bruce Springsteen song called this, but I don't know if I've ever heard a country song called this. So it seems such a common phrase, right?
Uh-huh.
Or colloquialism or whatever. I mean, any gangster movie, go tie up the loose ends, you know?
Right.
But I feel like at the same time, this could be broad because, and by the way, Rachel, I don't know if we told you this, but you, carte blanche, you can add anything before or after the title to twist up the meaning and have fun with that as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or something like punctuation in between. Sometimes it's comma, you know, like loose comma ends.
Yeah. When she got married and now loose ends. There we go. Somebody made an honest woman of her and loose ends. That's when loose ends. How's that to start it off? Now, Rachel, do you understand the assignment? This is how we roll.
Wow. Okay.
That's when loose ends.
Or for the guy too. So that's he found that woman, tied him down.
Oh wow.
So speaking of which.
But I think I'm interested to see where we go with this. Like I think it can be broad enough with those two words that there's a lot of things that we could attribute to loose or ends or loose ends.
Loose ends.
Yes. So one of the first things I thought of, well, other than the actually before the that's when loose ends, but was like the loose ends of the relationship that's the kind of the on again, off again is kind of never, you know, didn't really have the closure. So there's still possibilities. So maybe it's like these kind of old flames going out and something about like tying one on with loose ends, a couple loose ends tying one on.
Oh,
You know, because I'm thinking loose ends, like how do we tie them? Or, and a second ago I said something about like tying down some loose ends, like maybe it's the old flame, like, and now they're like connected and like, let's do this, tying down some loose ends or something.
Right.
And that's a big part of, I think, trying to let the title write the song is going, okay, what's the opposite of loose ends, or what, how can we play off that to make it a thing?
Right.
And so I think of tying them up, tie one on, tying them down. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tie the knot.
Yeah. I immediately always go usually to a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just probably, I don't know if it's because I'm a girl or whatever it is.
Human.
Yeah. So yeah. I would just immediately go to the things that we, whatever went wrong, how we can go back and tie those up and fix those things to make it right.
Yeah.
That's where I would go. That would be my first thought. But like you said, the first thought is probably the wrong one.
You never know. Sometimes it's right. You just got to go around the block and go, okay, no, that was the right one.
You got to test it. Yeah.
You
got to get five more and then come back and go, I was right the first time. But
yeah.
I usually don't try to be too clever with my lyrics. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're usually pretty straightforward. Like, I wouldn't try to make it like too songwritery. That's not what I would do.
We had a guest on, Jeff Pardo, who's like Christian, like producer of the year, and he calls it finger guns. He's like, yeah, it's a little too finger guns. Make you go, yeah,
right. And there are some people,
I love that way, but yeah, that's so.
Well, you know, I tell you what, like, okay, so here's a moment inside Johnny's life. I learned when I was trying to figure life out, did some therapy back in my 30s, you know, I learned there was like four kinds of relationships, right? Two of them make good marriages and two of them don't make good marriages, right? Mm-hmm. And when I went through that and identified that, because I had, I was trying to figure out how to get closer to women. Mm-hmm. You know, I was having, this was the problem that I went there for, to be perfectly honest. And I had, there's a couple women in my life that just were really quality, great women. And they, but it was never going to work. And I was trying to figure out like why that wasn't happening or, and put some stuff to it. And when I, like, when I learned that the definition, right, of the relationships that don't make good long-term relationships, all of a sudden it just like freed everything up in my mind. It's like, I realized like I'm trying to shove square pegs into round holes, right? Like I'm trying to take 90 degree corners with a minivan instead of a Ferrari. And it's not built for that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was like, all those loose ends got tied off, like, because the loose ends were like kind of there. You made me think of that with the relationship thing, Brent, where you started there. Like, they were clouding up, they were cluttering up my psyche and my ability to see something new for what it really is. And it took that sort of 30,000 foot definition to be like, oh crap, that's what it is. That's why I'm all stuck down here in the trees, in the forest with the trees, I can see my way up.
Yeah.
So maybe tie off loose ends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time to tie off the loose ends. Like maybe you're the guy that's got the little black book and you're kind of a little bit of a player and you date around or whatever, but you're a good guy. You're not like a jerk or anything like that. But then you meet her and now it's time to go tie off loose ends. Like, you gotta
say no to many things so you can say yes.
Yeah.
To the best thing.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, okay. Kind of the old burning the little black book kind of
Jerry Maguire, you know,
metaphor or whatever. Yeah.
I like that. And you can tie it up and you can even like singe it, you know, like you do.
I was thinking that too, with like some loose ends, you just got to burn them, right? Yeah, so they stop fraying. And I'm like, is there a Taylor Swift song in there burning pictures and stuff, you know, like of burning loose ends?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Which is like, oh yeah, they're not, that's like very final. You singe it, it's done, right?
Well, I so get that, like with past relationships in my life, because, you know, these things pop up and you think about them or you like whatever, you know, and you just want it that gone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want them calling you, texting you, you know, you just want it done.
Yeah.
You know, you want to, you know, have it be a final thing. So I totally get that.
Yes.
Oh, it could be. And in that regard, it could be, what if it's like a, okay, this is probably a bad example, but people are crazy, you know, where it's this, somebody giving somebody else advice, right? And what if it's that, you know, maybe that's it. Like, hon, you got to get rid of the loose ends. Like, I think every human, especially the audience that we're writing for, which is a younger audience, needs to hear that, right? They need to be taught that. Like, okay, this is, if you're keeping this in your life, you're creating your own drama, right? Like, you need to tie off loose ends.
And I think also, like, the opposite, when I was younger as well, I had a hard time, like, no, I need like closure. I need some sort of definite ending, yes, no kind of thing. And sometimes you just got to learn to live with loose ends. Like,
oh,
okay. And I like the L's.
I like that. I'm taking plenty. Live with loose ends. That's good.
Going, sometimes you just don't get that person's going, I was wrong.
Right.
Or you just don't get the whatever that is that would be the emotional closure for you. We probably all have those things.
Sometimes you don't get to know how the clock works, but you just know what time it is.
Yeah, and just like, you just got to live with some loose ends, that thing that maybe that relationship that never quite happened, that you're like, oh, we danced around it, it didn't, but we've moved on, and what could have been, you know, could have been might be a rhyme for loose ends. All the never were's, all the bad stuff, whatever, heartbreaks and could have been's. Sometimes you got to learn to live with the loose ends.
Right.
It's all right to live with the loose ends. So, which could be like a nice service in a song. Chris Lindsay, who's been on this, and he said,
I love it.
Yeah. And he was like, what's the service in the song? You know, he said that before, like, what's the point? The kind of the so what? I'm like, oh, I could see good service, like being a little therapist for 3 minutes of going, it's all right to live with loose ends.
Right.
Sage advice.
And it's a little deeper, you know?
And also, like, it could be talking to that person, like, you didn't give me a choice. Mm. Like, I don't have a choice but to live with that.
Yeah.
Maybe she wanted to tie up those, or he wanted to tie up those loose ends. But if somebody doesn't give you that option, then you just have, then you have to learn to live with it.
Oh my God. Like, okay, hold on. What if it's, what if the loose ends are like a heartbreak because she died?
Oh, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking of Reba's song. Like, if I had known it had been our last walk in the rain, all this stuff, if I had known, like, she has a song from the 8 Seconds soundtrack, which, by the way, 8 Seconds, that movie, Lane Frost.
Yeah.
Classic.
Amazing.
Ah, he's riding for Lane. Makes me cry every time. Anyway, I ain't scared about that. He's riding for Lane. Love that movie. But that could be the loose ends because you never got to say the thing. Like, it could be a parent. It could be whatever, you know, any sort of relationship.
Definitely.
Like, oh, I'm going to have to live with this loose end because we never reconciled or thank God. Maybe do the positive side. Thank God that's not a loose end.
Right.
You know, we could do the opposite side of that too, going, I'm so glad we said it.
Right.
It's like, kind of like, me,
I'm so sorry, but like, I got to be there with my dad.
Mm.
Yeah.
So there weren't any loose ends. So that's something I'm thankful for that there weren't. Oh,
thank goodness.
Me too, with my mom.
What a gift. What a gift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, like, say I love you every time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right before you say goodbye.
Don't leave any loose ends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't like leave always. Any. There's that alliteration again.
Woo! Yes. It's like tied with a bow, with an I love you bow every time.
Yeah.
You wrap it in that little bow. Because you think about the bow, it's also not like loose ends. It's kind of a, instead of a bow, every time.
Yeah.
There's something in there? Is there something in there? Describing like a bow or something? Like with the loose ends?
Yeah.
These are the kind of loose ends you want to leave.
Yeah.
As opposed to these loose ends.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you can have a bow that has loose ends, but it's still tight.
But it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's pretty. It's a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty I loose ends. That. Lovely loose ends.
I love that.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Like even bows have loose ends. Like, it doesn't mean it's,
yeah,
like, it's there by design. It's okay.
You can even end it. You can end it beautifully.
Yes.
Tied in a bow. Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's it. There's the dichotomy in a bow. Isn't there it with this metaphor?
Exactly.
It's beautiful. It's ornate. It's all these things. And then it also has loose ends.
And there are, well, I guess because there always are, in a relationship sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, it's just me and you now.
Yeah, Brent just crowd.
Oh, we
just
lost him.
Hold on. We were talking about the dichotomy of like the ribbon and like how it's this beautiful bow, which signifies like the end, put a bow on it, the whole thing. But a ribbon has two loose ends. Like, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. I really like that.
Oh,
like
that's interesting because you think of a relationship. You know, we had this beautiful thing, but there's still some loose ends. We didn't last forever, but that doesn't mean it wasn't beautiful. Even ribbons have loose ends, which feels like a very female song. I don't hear Eric Church going, ribbons.
No, no.
With really lace.
Right. No.
And they're pink.
Right. Yeah.
I'm Eric Church. And I'm cool, but I still, I'm manly enough to like pink, frilly, lace ribbons.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, lassos have loose ends.
There you go. Lasso has a loose end.
Tie that up. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I like that. Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Could there be a rodeo metaphor in there? Because that's certainly country. I mean, not that it has to be.
I mean, you're talking about, you know, if you're calf roping or something, it's all about tying up the loose ends, right?
Right.
Which are legs.
Right.
Yeah. Or cowboying. I mean,
yeah,
cowboying.
I think there's probably a ton of references you could go cowboy. I probably wouldn't be your girl for that, but I think there probably are.
Yeah.
I think for sure. Just, because like you mentioned, like the lasso, the rope, and all that kind of stuff. And that could be the context for a older cowboy telling the younger guy about not leaving loose ends or.
Exactly.
If somebody knows that world,
I'm
sure there's something in there. I don't know that world very well.
I guarantee you. I think that there probably is there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are a lot of I mean, so there are a lot of different angles to take it for sure. I think my favorite one is tying up the loose ends in a beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably my favorite.
Tying up the loose ends in a beautiful way. Yeah, that just has the most elegance to it. That's for sure.
Yeah. So I think probably as a girl.
Yeah.
What if instead of like tongue in cheek with the loose factor, but what if... Mm-hmm. What if it's like, you've heard Footloose and Fancy Free, right? What if Footloose mm-hmm. ends? That's when Footloose ends. It's when you get out of your crazy 20s or whatever and into trying to be a real human and create a meaningful relationship or something. It could be something down that road.
Yeah.
Loose ends.
Yeah, I think of, for some reason, I think of like split ends with like hair. I'm like, is there something there? I don't know. I have no idea.
Rachel would not be the girl for that either because she does not have split ends. She's got perfect hair always.
It's perfect. Every time I see her. Yes, definitely. You're not the girl for that one either.
I actually do need a trim. Like,
It's out of frame. It's out of frame.
It's out of frame.
It's all good. Just below the fold. No one can see. Yeah. It's below the fold. Yeah.
No, I'm on my computer.
There you go.
It's not working. Mm-hmm. I got it working on my computer.
Okay,
oh, perfect.
Good. So let's see here. Well, it's funny because the out of frame makes you go, oh, is that a title? Which is part of the fun of, I was on a coaching call with a couple clients and he brought in this title. We song title challenge for like an hour and a half.
Wow.
Just trying to find like something in that title. He's like, I want to write this.
Yeah.
And at the end, we took that concept and we had to change the title a little bit. But it was from that concept of all that song title challenge we did for like an hour and a half. And then we wrote the second 30 minutes.
Well, isn't that always how it is? Like my favorite, the only way that I like to write mm-hmm. is to sit down and talk and see what comes out of talking.
Yeah.
I mean, like we can all go to hooks and that's great. I think that's great to have.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? Like it's like a safety net.
Yeah.
But for me, I always love to see like what we're supposed to write that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, because I think there's something we're supposed to write.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like a lot of times it just comes from talking.
Yeah,
sure.
In the conversation, the song will reveal itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you're getting that somebody's going through something.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then maybe you have a hook that works exactly perfectly for that, for whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's probably going to start with the emotion then.
Yeah.
Which is a great place to start. And then you craft it so it's accessible to others. But otherwise, it may go from like, oh, that's clever and finger guns to like, oh, we got this crafted thing that no one really cares about.
It's very hard for me to attach emotion to a hook that way around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless the hook for me that when I wrote it down came from something I was feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's just part of my process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like I feel like I can, unless I go, oh, God, yeah, I've lived that before.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you were to say a title, yeah, I'd go, oh, I have a perfect situation for something somebody I know or myself, I've witnessed this or I've been through
I've seen that movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I'm just trying to think of any other way. I mean, we got a lot of good looks at loose ends.
Yeah. I wonder too, like, if you could do kind of like a book that I didn't finish, you know, like, oh, there's a book I didn't finish or a movie I had to, like, whatever, never got to finish it. Like, dang, I hate loose ends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know how it ended. And then now it's got me thinking about calling you. Or somehow you segue that in an elegant way to, like, the relationship going, dang, I hate loose ends.
Right. Like, this reminder,
mm-hmm.
this loose end that happened in my life reminded me of the biggest loose end, which is
you. Yes, exactly. So you're just kind of using that as a metaphor to get into, like, yeah, and that's us, too. Dang, I hate loose ends.
Oh, I love that.
Damn, I did it again. I'm really bad at that.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at sense, like doing that.
Yeah. What if it's somebody that always leaves loose ends? Like no. they ghost and they're just really good at that.
Yeah. And that would of course be a guy.
Of course.
Because girls are never,
no.
they never misbehave, right, Rachel?
Yeah.
This is a guy song.
Yeah. If you think she's not responding, you just have the wrong number.
Literally.
Right. Like when that happened, y'all, I was just like, because when you, so y'all, so on the podcast, Brent is reaching out to Rachel, just a friendly reminder of like, we got this Thursday booked and he's excited. And
yeah.
And so it's me and Brent and Rachel on the thread. And at first I saw your name on the text, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't open up the text. I saw your name and you said, hey, Rachel, you're looking forward, blah, blah, blah. And then nothing. And then a couple of days later, you try again and then nothing. And I'm like, then I opened up the text and like, I have Rachel's number in my phone with her name attached to it. And this one, just a random number. So I thought, I think I'm going to text Rachel and Brent and see what happens. And then 2 minutes later, we get a
text back from Rachel going, looking forward to it.
It's amazing how that works. And Brent's like, wait a second. I think I got the wrong number.
Oh, it wasn't just about the podcast. Like Rachel, I've talked about this song idea. You know, when we were in Nashville recently, she played out and she said some stuff. I'm like, oh, that's an idea. That's an idea. And she's like, we have to write that. I'm like, hey, I'm coming into town. Oh, it's one of those.
Sure, she really wants to write whatever.
Okay, yes, exactly. Well, I'm going to go write your story with somebody else.
That's called the Thibodeau.
The Thibodeau dip. So, yeah, I'm like, oh. All of a sudden, I recontextualize everything. It was like watching The Sixth Sense. At the very end, you're like, oh, no, it was completely different than what I thought.
Never doubt me.
Never doubt her power. Never doubt her power. Oh, my God, that's great. Okay, so hold on. You give me an idea on what sounds with this, because what if it's like, what if it's a, I don't know if it would be a listicle, but it's a series of loose ends that sort of in a, maybe a more upbeat, fun way and less heavy way of like, God bless the broken road that led me straight to you, you know, like God closed the window, opens up a front door, or closes the door, opens up a window, that kind of a thing where it's like, I got all these loose ends and you sort of spell out, like if you clever in the story where you spell out all the, it just sounds like you can make it sound like heartbreak and failure. And then it's like, and then this loose end led me right here. And because isn't that really life?
Yeah. Like what it led you to.
Yeah. And it never goes the way you plan it. You know?
Oh, what is the thing like the tapestry? Like has all these different colors, and from the front it's beautiful, from the back it's all loose ends, right?
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
That could be a thing. I mean, that could be like a God song, like a CCM or gospel thing. It could be a pop thing, whatever, because tapestries are irreligious. But that thing of the front, it looks
perfect.
It's perfect. Everything's in place. All these different colors, they work together. And on the back, it is all these loose ends where they've just been tied up because it's the back. Yeah. It's like, I'm living life seeing the back of it. God's seeing the front and he's doing something beautiful. And from my perspective on things right now, till I get to the other side, right? Which is metaphorically.
Like, oh!
It just all looks like a bunch of loose ends, but it's making something beautiful.
I really
so that could be a fun.
Just drop the mic and walk out of the room right now, Brent.
Gonna get another power, sirs. Just get me out of here.
You need a power flicker so we can come up with some more ideas.
Yeah, exactly. I was just Googling when I said the power went on. I was just like, find ideas. Loose ends. I was like, ChatGPT, give me a song idea about loose ends.
All right. Well, hey, that is the perfect one to end on, though. That we got some great looks at it. Rachel, you were wonderful. Thank you so much for saying yes.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
So, stuff going on with you. You have the Martina record that just came out. Tell us about that and tell us where we can find you, follow you, all that good stuff.
So, Martina's Project 11, you can check that out. I have three songs on that. What You Gonna Do? You Can Get Your Lovin' Right Here, and I Give It to You. So please check that out. And also for your listeners, something really, since, you know, they're songwriters, I know that you probably encourage them to write by themselves, right? Okay, so I Give It to You, I actually wrote by myself and had given Martina the work tape of that, and I never even knew she had listened to it. And all of a sudden, she texts me one day saying she's recorded it. So always keep writing.
Oh, nice.
Such healing in that. And that was a very healing song for me at a difficult time in my life. So I think it's important to always keep writing by yourself. So that's my little 2 cents for that.
That's awesome.
Thank you. And then just follow me on social media, on Instagram, you can click my link tree and it'll say all of my upcoming shows. So I need to update that, but I have like four in the next couple months. So
awesome.
There you go.
And we'll put links and stuff in the show notes so you know how to spell Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff.
Yes. Not easy.
Is that what is the origin of that name?
It's
is that
French.
French?
Okay. It's French. Mm-hmm.
It's French.
Yes. French. It's French. Parlez-vous français?
French. Oh. Fries, French bread,
French dip,
French dip, French tippity. All right, guys, this is the end of another song title challenge. Send your titles into info@daredevilproduction.com. Put song title challenge or STC in the subject line, and maybe you'll get a writer like Rachel Thibodeau on this show where we just like screw around for a half an hour and come up with something like really cool stuff, man. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top. I thought about not doing the thing I always do at the end, just to leave it as a loose end to be very meta, but I decided to button it up after all. I was thinking, that's what that pause was.
Did you tie we'll it with the bow the that has
yes.
loose ends?
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.